Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. It's the gang. The legal gang is here to pick on me again, and we will introduce everybody one at a time as we continue to stream stories about the new economy during these dramatically changing times. And our next guest, before our guest, I just want to say my co-host for this legal segment, Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. This has been fabulous. You really have like the dream team of the best of the best, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, this is good. And our next one is our legal reporter, Mark Furman, from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. Welcome back, Mark, also for these segments. Nice seeing you again.
Great to be here, Jeffrey. Looking forward to hearing from our guest.
And then just to make things equal, because it's going to be one against three and she's going to win, is our interviewee, Hindell Grossman, owner of Grossman & Associates, entrepreneur, attorney, you name it, Hindell has been doing it. And right now in this economy, Hindell, are people still fighting? And how does that affect assets and business assets? And maybe we can start to get into that right away.
Well, it's hard to take a peek into everyone's marital home, but I can tell you that business has been brisker over the past month. I don't necessarily attribute it to COVID-related divorces, although maybe that's why they finally have called me. But in new cases that I've gotten, all of them were separated a couple of years ago. So I don't know why they've chosen this moment to start the divorce action exactly, because they're already separated. But that's what it is. So the media has really hyped divorce increases. I do expect to see a bump up. I really do. But I think more we'll see a bump in modifications and maybe contempts. And modifications are changes to circumstances. So for example, if someone doesn't have an income now because their business isn't doing well, or their employer isn't doing well and they've been furloughed and their income has dropped, maybe they want to pay less in child support. So that would result in a modification kind of case. And the other thing is contempt actions, which are when, for example, one parent won't let the other parent see the children because they're afraid the child will be exposed to COVID in the other parent's household. So if they're withholding their kids from parenting time, that could be a contempt action. So that's what we're seeing a little more of. I don't have a lot of guidance yet from the court about how they're handling these, you know, modifications and contempts, though, because the courts keep kicking the hearing dates down the road. And maybe because the judges don't know how they're really going to handle this stuff yet. And so they're making everybody just hold on for a while.
You know, when the judges, as you say, are kicking the can on the hearings, do you get together with the opposing counsel and say, look, here's a situation. You know, we're not seeing the child, our children, like my client should. We need to have something, you know, we could keep racking up legal fees, or we can try to come to some kind of resolution because it's boiling over, you know, that type of thing. Or as you say, in terms of modifications, I mean, some businesses, particularly I'm sure you represent owners of restaurant businesses, and all of a sudden those revenue dollars have shrunk greatly. They need to make some modifications and they can't wait for a hearing date, correct?
Yeah, you know, everyone's kind of on hold. It makes it difficult. I mean, two rational attorneys, you know, could come to an interim agreement about how to handle their client, you know, issues at this moment. You don't always get two rational attorneys, and one could hold the kids kind of hostage, so to speak, against, you know, from the other parent, or, you know, the one doesn't have any income could just stop paying child support right now and just wait for the consequences later. So, you know, people are just, it's kind of lawless out there a little bit right now. There's still, I think there's a healthy respect for a court order. So some people aren't taking the law, as I said, in their own hands, but there's a lot of change going on and a lot of uncertainty. You know, how long this will last, when they'll go back to work, what things will look like, what's happening with school. And in some ways, I think people, parents are forced to collaborate a little bit more because the kids are out of school. Right? And those circumstances are requiring them to talk in ways maybe they wouldn't have talked before, or maybe just about school, which is okay. I mean, that's what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think because when you talk about the separations, it's like when all of a sudden you have this aha moment with the pandemic, and it was tough for them to collaborate before? You're talking about, I mean, obviously this is necessity with the schools, but tough to collaborate before. Now with COVID, especially if you're sort of living in different parts of the house or some of the parents go into the same house and they alternate going in, all of a sudden it's just getting tighter, that they just have lost patience. What do you think that may be the reason why you're hearing more from these people now?
Oh yeah, well, patience is wearing very thin. You know, I just, an aside, as a byproduct, I was out to dinner, outside dinner last night with some friends, and they were looking for a vacation spot for the summer, just for a week. And they're finding it very, very difficult to find a spot. So I thought, well, why is that? You know, first of all, we think that maybe money's tight because people are being furloughed and the incomes are less. But okay, so there's a certain class of people that money's not an issue. But apparently people are so tired, this is my theory, people are so tired of being in their marital home. Now, this has nothing to do with divorce, of course. These are people who are getting along. So tired of being in their home that they are taking, you know, the opportunity, and they're not working, or they could work remotely, taking an opportunity to go somewhere else to just have a different perspective on one life or enjoy the summer. So I think it's kind of an interesting byproduct of COVID is that vacation rentals are in big demand.
They originally, they were, everybody canceled.
Yeah.
And then now everybody, you know, they've just been cooped up for 4 months. So it's,
yeah. Can't wait to get out.
We need a change of scenery.
Yeah. And enjoy and a little pleasure, you know?
Yeah. But people who want to get divorced, Kindell, you mentioned people who have been separated for a long time, then they make the decision they want to get divorced. The court system is not well suited to move the case along unless there's already an agreement, I assume, among the parties.
It's hard to get access to the court. I mean, you can get it in even an emergency. You have to jump through a lot of hoops. We still don't have our prohibited from physical presence in the courtroom. So they're either telephonic or Zoom hearings. And most of, I would say 75% of our cases just keep getting rescheduled and rescheduled by the court system, not by
right.
And so it's hard to get in and hard to get anything done. So, you know, we're ready to gear up for a case, for example, you know, next week. And then we just got a notice, the court is rescheduled for October. So, you know, put the brakes on all the work that we're doing. Yeah. One of the new divorces I had is interesting. They had a three-family house in Somerville. They sold the marital home. They put the proceeds in a joint account. Both of them have been drawing off the joint account. And the husband wanted to take almost $200,000 and renovate the multifamily house in Somerville. So they're kind of in this joint venture together, so to speak, you know, this investment property. So the problem is that the longer the people keep drawing on the marital funds together and improving property, the accounting about how to divide these things gets very complicated. Because now the husband has renovated this multifamily house in Somerville and lives there. So should he be paying rent as a tenant and the wife benefiting from that? Or, you know, how do you divide the equity of the property now that he's residing there? So we have to figure out how to value it and how to get him to buy her out or sell it or do something. But the longer it waits, they wait apart, the messier it gets, is my point.
Oh, and I just keep worrying that this backlog is going to continue to grow and grow as people stay home. Now they're predicting some companies till July 21, and that's just the new goal line being moved. You know, what's going to happen? Because these families that are living in stress and crisis where people are working and they just can't figure out how to manage what they have, it's not workable unless there's a way to resolution.
It's like the courts are shut down. It's almost like figure it out yourself. to people, you know, I can't do much to help move this along. I mean, there's obviously alternatives. There's mediation, there's collaborative law, there's conciliation. There are people out there who can help move cases along. You know, a case can be mediated or a case can be resolved by collaborative law. Mark, have you seen more in your practice with business?
Except usually somebody wants to delay things.
Yeah.
And somebody wants to move things. And if you have that, if everybody wants to move it, there's a great opportunity to settle cases now. And the Zoom technology for mediation, I think, is excellent with the breakout rooms. And you always have access to the decision maker. You know, some parties, the decision maker can't make it into Boston. they'll be available by phone, but the good mediators now make the decision makers be involved in the mediation. So it's great as long as everybody wants to tango, but it takes two. And so that's a problem. And on the civil cases, you also have interest as a factor. So although our banks pay us, what, 0.01% interest, maybe, the statutory rate of interest in civil cases is 12% a year, pre-judgment.
Yep. Mm.
It's an amazing investment. What other investment can you guarantee if you prevail, you're going to get 12% a year? So this delay is costing defendants money if in the event they lose the case. And there are going to be cases where it's going to be double or nothing.
Yeah.
Because the backlog, you got the same number of judges, you got judges who are in there not every day because of the pandemic. You have no increase in the number of judges. I just think things are going to stall, and we have these tracks civil cases get on, how long they're supposed to take, and I just think it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to have to be extended. Even statute of limitations are being extended.
Yes, I had a client who got sued. On a date, the statute of limitations would have run, but for the fact the Supreme Judicial Court came out with an order extending statute of limitations at the beginning of this, which made the case timely.
Yeah.
So it was like years after the events occurred. So,
you know, so many times clients of mine have avoided their attorneys, and I think in the next year people are going to be begging their attorneys to help them through some of these things, because this is only going to create more problems. And I want to thank the three of you for zooming in on this topic, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. I'm going to go from reporter to our interviewee. Mark Z, if somebody's looking for you, how would they be able to connect with you?
First of all, great segment. Hindell and Mark, it's great to hear you guys like give your perspectives. It's like I'm like a junkie here. First of all, it's 617.
We have to get him off that, Hindell.
Withdrawal.
He thinks the world of me too, so let's keep it in perspective.
617-338-1300 and markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z, legal.com.
And Mark Furman at Tyler Breed Hart and Rogers, how would people find you? Civil litigation?
I can be reached at mfurman, F-U-R-M-A-N, at tbhr-law.com or at 617-218-2025.
Oh, and the one and the only Hindell Grossman, owner of Grossman and Associates, a regular feature on Radio Entrepreneurs Now, talking about divorce and also executive leadership during these times. Hindell, how would people find you?
Well, first, thanks for having me today. It was a pleasure seeing all of you. I can be reached by email at hindell@grossmanltd.com. And my first name is spelled H-I-N-D-E-L-L @grossmanltd.com. And my office is in Newton. If you put in Hindell Grossman in Newton Lawyer, you'll find me.
Well, this is the first meeting of the Hindell Grossman Fan Club. We look forward to the next meeting, and remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good one, guys.
That was fun.
It was fun. Great.